Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.
Hi, I'm Rach Gammis, and we're glad that you could join us.
Today, Rach and I will be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in, or emanating from, our cultivated island of Cuba.
We'll be right back.
Several nicknames have been given to Matanzas, the capital of the province of the same name. The one that gives the most pride to its inhabitants is that of Athens of Cuba, for the cultural development achieved in the 19th century that is currently maintained. Other names, the Sleeping City, Second Naples, the City of Poets, are other qualifiers for a city that is celebrating 326 years of existence this coming October.
The geography of the city, built on soft hills on the edge of the bay, is crossed by three rivers, Jumuri, San Juan, and Canimar, hence another nickname of City of the Rivers or Ciudad de los Ríos. An economic necessity and, in turn, territorial expansion on the riverbanks and beyond them motivated the construction of viaducts to communicate between neighborhoods separated by rivers, hence another designation, that of City of Bridges.
But perhaps another detail that a majority of residents and visitors do not know is that the municipality has several stair streets, which adds to its unique environment. The historian of the city, Ercilio Vento, said that the stairs streets are a natural consequence of being a city nestled in a landscape of hills.
The streets of Sirs are a tribute to the citizen, an unquestionable concession in a world that every day pays more worship to the car, says Ercilio Vento. Matanzas, he adds, in its urban development, could not avoid the elevations and, from the center of the city, in a space that reaches from the Plaza de la Libertad to the Vigía, the passerby, love it or not, must overcome soft, moderate, or strong slopes.
The idea of building streets in the form of stairs takes place at the end of the first half of the 20th century, when the non-governmental patronage of public associations of neighbors, or in Spanish, Patronado Pro Calles de Matanzas, was constituted with the purpose of paving every street in Matanzas. The road development of the city owes a lot to the effort of this institution, and especially in the Versailles neighborhood, where the slopes were much stronger.
The Patronato Pro Calles de Matanzas was the result of public skepticism in the face of habitual government apathy. The new civil society was a counterpart to negligence, corruption, and the decadent social life. Similarly, the students of the public and private schools of Matanzas covered, from penny to penny, the construction of the first of the stair streets to have this condition.
The construction of Watkin Park began in 1948 to 1949 and added a particular space to the city, at the same time allowing the continuation of Yauregui Street by means of a long staircase that overcome a steep slope. This would be the first of the street stairs of remarkable length, and although today it is part of the park itself, the truth is that it has its own unit and urban identity.
As a complement to the walking park, the construction of the Jesus Maria staircase was carried out, without a doubt, the most beautiful of the three stairs of Matanzas, with a length of 120 meters that saves a height difference of 40 meters from the base to the top. It has 121 steps with 10 terraces or intermediate breaks and is equipped with a convenient storm drain system. This route has also on its top a balcony that offers one of the most beautiful views of the tricentennial town of Matanzas, which has in all a total of 7 stair streets, 2 in the Matanzas neighborhood and 5 in Versailles.
The street stairs of Matanzas are hidden. They were a late and almost peripheral invention, which explains why many do not know them and others have never crossed them. Finding them can pleasantly surprise the traveller, Vento reflects. According to Vento again, the future urbanization and road development of Versailles will force more stairways. It's impossible to ignore your need. If they proliferate, Versailles will acquire a unique peculiarity between the neighborhoods of Matanzas. And he concludes, the detail engineers and urban planners should consider so that the future work is beautiful and functional. Matanzas, in this sense, will be called, in addition to the city of bridges and rivers, the capital of the stair streets. Great Theater of Havana Alicia Alonso will reopen its doors on the 12th of September with a story of love, deception, betrayal, a world dance classic, Giselle, with the National Ballet of Cuba. The company, Cultural Heritage of the Nation, is responsible for the reopening of the Prado and San Rafael Coliseum, the Great Theater of Havana Alicia Alonso, after several months of repair. Thursday the 12th, Friday the 13th, and Saturday the 14th at 8:30 p.m. Then Sunday the 15th at 5 p.m. this month, September. The leading roles on these occasions will be assumed by the first dancer and deputy director of the company, Vienze Valdez, as well as by the first figures, Annette Delgado, Sadaise Arencibia, Gretel Morejon, Dani Hernandez, Rafael Kainedit, and Raul Abreu. The choreography is by Alicia Alonso, on the original by Jean Coralie and Jules Perrault. The booklet was composed by Théophile Gautier, Vernoy de Saint-Georges, and Jean Coralie, all inspired by a Germanic folk legend collected by Heinrich Heine. The music is by Adolphe Adam and the designs by Salvador Fernandez. Giselle, within the repertoire of the National Ballet of Cuba, has a singular importance. The choreographic version of Giselle by Alicia Alonso has been incorporated into the repertoire of prestigious international dance groups. Among them, listen to this list: the Teatro Colón, Buenos Aires, Argentina, 1958. The Greek Theatre, Los Angeles, California, United States, 1958. The Ballet of the Opera of Paris, France, 1972. The Ballet of the Theater of Fine Arts in Mexico, in 1976. The Vienna State Opera Ballet, in 1980. The Ballet of the San Carlo Theater in Naples, Italy, 1981. And the Ballet of the Slovak National Theater in 1989. In 1966, Alicia Alonso received the Grand Prix de la Ville de Paris at the 4th International Dance Festival, held at the Theatre of the Champs-Élysées, for this choreographic version and personal interpretation of Giselle. After these presentations in Havana, the company will travel to Mexico, where it will present the program at the National Auditorium of Mexico City in Guadalajara, Monterrey, and Aguascalientes. The Days of Mexican Culture in Cuba will take place September the 11th and 16th in the Cuban capital, sponsored by the Mexican Embassy and the Provincial Directorate of Culture in Havana. The artistic director of these meetings, Hugo Orsley, highlighted in a press conference the historic ties of friendship that unite both countries. The director of the Marriage Song Academy of Gonich also announced that the national contest of the Mexican song will take place on the 13th in the Teatro America on Galeano Street here in Havana. He said that in the event, whose jury is headed by Miguel Diaz Reynoso, Mexican ambassador to Cuba, and singer Lolita Lopez will perform on the same occasion. An artistic gala is planned for September the 14th, also in the Teatro America, in which the distinction to cultural merit will be given to personalities, organizations, and institutions. The Okantomi Dance Company will perform on this occasion. Artistic director Hugo Orsley stressed that the grand closing gala on September the 16th, the National Party of Mexico, will be in the Hotel Nacional de Cuba, the National Hotel of Cuba. The program on that day, that's the 16th, includes an academic meeting where researchers and specialists will discuss the presence of Mexico in Cuban culture and the placement of a floral offering before the monument to Juvenito Rosas in the Cerrito de Batabanó, current province of Mayabeque, where Juventino Rosas died, the Mexican composer, on July the 9th, 1894, a long time ago. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.